Blog Talk Radio.
Two grumpy old sports writers getting ready to talk to you about the world of sports in our Monday sports brief for July 1st. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day. This is the anniversary of Bobby Bonilla signing with the Mets in that contract that will pay him all the way to 2035. So it's like Christmas comes early for Bobby Bonilla every July 1st, and we honor him with that as we Met fans should. Well, let's start out with our thoughts of today on the NBA free agents of last night. You know, I grew up in the shadow of New York City. Fan of some of their teams, fan of most of their teams. But I can't really say I've ever been more pleased than with what happened to the plans of James Dolan and his New York Knicks yesterday as Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and for good measure, DeAndre Jordan signed with the Nets instead of the Knicks, thus taking the year of tanking to new lows. Yes, the Knickerbockers came into this year stating that they were going to make the sacrifice to give up this year to do it for the fans, even though they were going to charge the fans their exorbitant prices and make them come and sit and watch a substandard team. This, they were doing it all to jumpstart this fabled, and I really mean fabled, franchise. Thus, in the myth of the Mecca of Madison Square Garden is another bit of mythology that was blown out of the water by this free agency, because that was the thing. Durant always wanted to play in the Garden, right? That was the attraction. If not the Knicks, it was playing in the Garden. But it seems James Dolan fell short again, and he should. No team should be rewarded for tanking an entire season by being able to acquire the best basketball player on the planet and Kyrie Irving, one of the other best. Instead, they have to be satisfied with bringing on board a bunch of second-rate players, potential trade bait for contracts, expiring contracts, that hopefully they can turn into some great player down the line, maybe next year after tanking again. But, you know, James Dolan runs the Garden much like he runs Cablevision or ran Cablevision. False promises, exorbitant prices, and not satisfying anybody. So anybody who's sitting there, you Knicks fans are sitting there crying today that the Nets are now truly the number one team in the city, I have no sympathy for you. Because really, this Knicks franchise has always been overrated. You take away the early 70s and the Patrick Ewing eras, this franchise has been around since the 40s and done nothing. It's not the Celtics. It's not the Lakers. It's not even the Bulls or Spurs. It's not even the Golden State Warriors. They've never even had a run like that. So to sit there and try and sell people on getting back to the glory days, making the Knicks relevant again when they've only been relevant for brief times in their history. So I'm happy, happier than most people are in this area. And James Dolan, crying your beer till next year. Other things that went on this weekend, we had the Yankees, who brought out the bats and started the July fireworks early over in Great Britain. Looking at this Yankee team right now, it's hard, very hard, to imagine the Red Sox or Tampa Bay catching them for the division. There's just no way imaginable, even if they don't pick up the pitching help that they so dearly need. But even with that, I don't see enough, you know, even the Astros with Verlander. This Yankee team seems to be something special this year. It's hard for me, the anti-Yankite, to admit that. But after watching what they did, the 29 runs in two games, and the way they've been playing so far this year, first with all their stars on the disabled list or the injured list, and now with them back, I really think this team is going to be quite unstoppable. And then you got the Mets. After losing 7 consecutive games, they finally pull one out. Is this going to save Mickey Callaway's job? Probably not. Is this going to save or turn around this Mets season, which seems to be heading into the trash can, the dumpster heap, whatever you want to call it, a dumpster fire? Probably not. But for one night, at least we didn't have to hear about it. And I guess that's good news. So that's my take on the beginning of this week, July 1st, as we get into the real summer schedule for us. And we will have some baseball, it looks like, now that the free agent stuff is over with and we don't have to worry about that. And until the NFL camps come, at least we can honor the Yankees, watch this tremendous team, and hopefully they just don't make it boring for us. This is Joe Ryan, 2 Grumpy Old Sports Writers. We will be on live on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, me and Bob Burge, as we'll bring you what happens the rest of the week in sports. And I'll be doing these updates at 7:30, hopefully every night, except for maybe Thursday when I might go watch some fireworks myself. Joe Ryan, 2 Grumpy Old Sports Writers, thanks for tuning in.